And a whale known as Vector for the past 30 years has died. Throughout that time, she was tracked by scientists who used that data to better understand the species. Her remains are headed to Maine for preservation, Willis Ryder Arnold reports.
College of the Atlantic researcher Dan Dandonto is on the road, expecting bad weather, and headed to pick up the final skeletal pieces of the whale known as Vector. Dandonto says she was a well-known creature in the Eastern Seaboard oceanic science community, and her death is emotional.
I wouldn't call myself an undertaker, but there's certainly that tone of respect that this was is not just an animal for disposal or processing or exhibit, that this was this is the end of a life that was important to a lot of people.
Dandonto will retrieve Vector's bones and return to Maine to start the process of preparing them for exhibition. He says the project could take between 1 and 2.5 years to complete. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Willis Ryder Arnold.